Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's February 28, 2007. The following is a repeat episode. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's September 24, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, thank you for being with us again. Just sending out samples of this beginning work to our associates before presenting it to our radio stations has brought a great deal of interest and one question. The United States is preparing to go to war with Iraq to remove Saddam Hussein from power. Do you approve of this effort? Will you help the United States in this cause?
My dear Laura, this is a very difficult situation. Yes, we approve of this effort. It is long overdue. Mankind allows these people to stay in power far too long. Hussein should have been removed ages ago and a democratic government put into his country. That mankind allows such dictators, allows such evil for their own perverted purposes is one of the most sickening things that disturbs us. Yes, we support the United States' effort to remove Saddam Hussein from power and establish a government in his country that will truly take care of his people and allow them a considerable amount of liberty. But we cannot help. The Kingdom of God and the United States are at war. I have removed all angelic protection from every American citizen, from every American soldier. All we can do is stand by and watch and hope that the American military is extremely lucky. They have been thus far, but we do not know how long this luck can last.
Thank you. That was very interesting. I'm sure it's going to provoke quite a few responses from our listeners. More after the break. We're back. Nazarene, many of our listeners are aware that you have created terrible spiritual dead zones on Earth, 5 in the United States and 10 in the Arab countries alone. Can you explain to us the purpose of these dead zones?
Yes, Laura. Where the United States and the Kingdom of God are at war, and the Kingdom of God is angry with several other peoples around the world, the Kingdom of God cannot allow them to use their energy. So the Kingdom of God is draining their energy from strategic places around the world and taking it to other places where there are people that are using it rightly. In this way, the Kingdom of God is punishing those who will not serve them and rewarding those who do serve them. The dead zones take away the power of God, allow demons, creatures of darkness, to come into these areas and feed on and torment those who live in them. It is one of the Kingdom of God's ancient weapons that it has used for untold ages. This is very similar to what the Kingdom of God did with the Kingdom of Israel when it refused to obey. It removed all of its power from the Kingdom of Israel, and the Kingdom of Israel was destroyed. And it took ages for people to regain God's power and regain their land. When people will not follow our instructions, when they will not do our wishes, they do not receive our rewards. Some people think this is harsh. Some people think this is cruel. Some people think we should let people do whatever they want to do and still give them our blessings and our rewards. But we cannot do that. When people misuse the power of God, the power of God is taken away from them. This is always how it has been, and it will always be this way.
That's a very fascinating, though disturbing, topic. I'm sure our listeners will find it of interest.
With the restoration of the Kingdom of God's power by the efforts of John Lennon, these spiritual dead zones have been shut down, and the Kingdom of God is now supporting the American troops in Iraq.
Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com. We'll be back again.